This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're continuing through this very important passage in Ephesians chapter 6. And the verses that we have covered are 10 to 17. And now we're moving on from that passage into verse 18. And in verse 18, Paul the Apostle tells us, pray all the time. Ask God for anything in line with the Holy Spirit's wishes. Plead with him, reminding him of your needs and keeping prayer earnestly for all Christians everywhere. And the first thing that jumps out at us, certainly if you're like me, is, well, how can we pray all the time? One way to pray constantly is to make quick and brief prayers in a habitual response to situations. But more than that, praying all the time has to do with a relationship, a continuity that we have with God that extends throughout the entire day. Praying in the Spirit is the principle behind what Paul is speaking of here, not just praying in words. Now, the New Living Testament, as we covered it today, says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert, be persistent in your prayers on all believers everywhere. Christian, we need to never underestimate how powerful prayer is. Again, what is prayer? Well, prayer is communication. It is both talking and listening to God. It is in this two-way communication wherein we get our commander's orders, directions from the top, if you will. He's the one who knows all things. He's the one who can do all things. Moreover, we must be willing to obey those orders when they come down the pike, whether we understand them or whether we even agree with them, because we are soldiers. And as soldiers, it's ours to obey. Let's face it, nothing causes more accidents or defeat out on the field of battle than when communication gets broke off. We have to know what we are to do. And the general, well, he has the answers. We must be attentive. We must be watchful. We must be discerning. And that requires an honesty with ourselves. And there is no greater or more destructive lie than the ones we tell ourselves. Verse 19, Paul goes on and says, pray for me too, and ask God to give me the right words as I boldly tell others about the Lord, and as I explain to them about his situation for the Gentiles too. Verse 20, for I am in chains now for preaching the message from God, but pray that I'll keep on speaking out boldly for him, even here in prison, as I should. Now Paul, he's approaching the finish line of this chapter, of this book, with what is herein a humble request. He simply asked the gang there in Ephesus to keep him in prayer. But please note that we're not talking about prayer for just general health and care, but rather that he would know what to say, when to say it, and the boldness, well, to let it rip. Because let's face it, Paul had one objective in his life, and that was to share the gospel. Paul didn't count this world as his home. For him, he was just visiting. But he was visiting in an official capacity. Paul considered himself to be an ambassador, a representative, if you will, of one country to another. He considered this his calling, even though he was in chains upon this writing, meaning he was a prisoner of the powers that be. He was in prison as he wrote this letter. Now, it didn't matter to Paul, because here was a prayer of, please pray that I can share the gospel with these guys, not a prayer of, please pray that I get out of here. So Paul was not giving in just because things were difficult. That's important for you and I, certainly in the years in which we live and in the culture in which we walk.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.